here's a story from The World.
Moving to a new country is never easy. The paperwork and bureaucracy alone would overwhelm anyone. In France, the process comes with extra red tape. Anyone looking to stay long-term has to sign what's called an integration contract, then take a course on how to adapt to French society. Reporter Rebecca Rossman in Paris recently sat in on one of these courses and has our story.
It's just after 9 a.m. on a weekday, but instead of being at work, the men and women gathered in this tiny classroom are on day two of an intensive four-day crash course on how to live life à la française. French symbols line the walls, including a photo of the iconic Marianne statue and lyrics to the country's national anthem, La Marseillaise. Instructor Abderrahim Moussaye takes attendance and gets straight to business.
Quelles sont les valeurs de la République?
What are the values of the French Republic? Moussaye asks a young man from Sri Lanka.
Liberté, l'égalité, maternité.
Liberty, equality, and maternity? He responds unsure on the last point.
Maternité, c'est un peu la même prononciation, mais au début, ce n'est pas vraiment la même.
Moussaye lets out a laugh before responding. It's kind of the same pronunciation, but not quite.
Fraternité.
Fraternity, or brotherhood. He eventually gets it right. Everyone here has already signed what's called the Contrat d'intégration républicain, a contract promising to uphold French Republican values. Now they're learning how to apply them.
C'est pour répondre aux besoins immédiats des signataires.
Samia Khalifi is a director at the Office for Immigration and Integration, or OFI, the government agency that runs these trainings. She says the goal is to provide students with concrete knowledge on how things work in French society. There's lessons about concepts like gender equality and the importance of respecting laïcité, France's strict form of secularism.
Après, il y a les quatre thématiques: santé, parentalité, emploi.
Learning about French values is only one aspect of the training, instructor Abderrahim Moussaye tells me. Students are also taught how to navigate France's complex centralized administration system, from accessing healthcare to finding employment and applying for social housing. The trainings were launched in 2007 by then-President Nicolas Sarkozy, and close to 80,000 people participated in these trainings in 2020 alone. Moussaye describes himself as an ideal model for France's integration system. He came to France 9 years ago from Algeria and is now a French citizen.
Je vous laisse imaginer aussi les opportunités qu'on pourrait.
I'll let you imagine all the opportunities that can be found here in France, Moussaye says. For work, for a better social life, for human dignity too. Everything that encompasses democracy and freedom. For years, people have debated France's integration model of assimilation. That's different from countries like the US and the UK, which tend towards a multicultural approach. With French presidential elections slated for next spring, immigration and integration have become hot-button topics, with many on the far right saying France isn't doing enough to integrate new arrivals on French soil, particularly, they say, Muslims. These classes show how the French are struggling to define integration without creating an us-versus-them mentality that leaves many immigrants feeling like permanent outsiders.
This is the kitchen.
At this refugee housing center in southeast Paris, employees here are trying to make the transition into French society a bit smoother. Social worker Océane Viltard gives me a tour of the facility, an old warehouse that's been converted into a dormitory for dozens of men who recently had their refugee status approved.
Most of them are from Sudan, Afghanistan, and then you have people from Eritrea, from Somalia, from Chad, Ivory Coast, from Guinea.
Tonight, she's hosting a workshop about the environment with about 2 dozen men.
Donc là, aujourd'hui, on va faire un atelier sur l'écologie et l'environnement.
There's practical points, like how in France, tap water is safe to drink. Later, there's a debate about vegetarianism.
Donc il va falloir que vous soyez présents, vous pouvez participer, si vous comprenez pas, vous nous dites.
Ahmed Mohamed, who is originally from Afghanistan, says he enjoys these workshops, but overall, he's found life in France difficult. Mohamed used to live in Sweden.
In 1 year, I got a lot of friends, fast I've learned Swedish, and then I didn't have problem. So everyone it's kind of welcome for me there.
Whereas in France?
No, here not at all, but anywhere we accept, because we don't have any choice.
Despite the fact that he's now fluent in French, he says he's hardly made any French friends, which is a shame because for him, integration isn't simply about learning values. It's about feeling welcome. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Paris.